You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Some music out of Portland, Oregon, from the group Medler Sextet, run by bassist Ben Medler and tenor saxophonist Michelle Medler, off the album River Paths, that was out on OA2 Records. We heard the title track, and the group includes trumpet player Paul Mazzeo, trombonist John Moak, pianist Clay Guyberson, and drummer Todd Bishop. Before that, a new album just being released from Canadian drummer Curtis Noisat, now based in New York City, from the album I Am Doing My Best, we heard I'm Learning to Be Kind, an album of original compositions from Curtis. This track featured the vocal work of Joanna Mojoko and guitarist Andrew Renfro. And the set started with music off Cellar Music Records. B3 player Brian Charette from his album You Don't Know Jack, that was the title track, Jack being a reference to B3 player Jack McDuff. On that album, he was working with saxophonist Corey Weeds, guitarist Dave Sekula, and drummer John Lee. An older set of tracks coming up now, and we'll get it started with music from tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter off his album Adam's Apple. This is El Gacho. Thank you.
tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your thank you.
Set, we wrapped it up with music from trumpet player Miles Davis, a recording October 26, 1956 of If I Were a Bell. And I took that off of a compilation called Chronicle, the Complete Prestige Recordings, 1951 to 56. He was working with John Coltrane on the tenor, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Ella Fitzgerald before that, working with pianist Paul Smith. From a compact jazz release, we heard Misty. And the set started with music from tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock on the piano, Reginald Workman on the bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. From the album Adam's Apple, that was El Gacho. Hey, just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, You'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca.